everyone has a different mood and things like that, but there is one state of being which is ready to understand the unity. That's where we are heading. Something like that, right? A very poetic style. Now, who's the guilty party tonight? Will? Could you be kind and start from the beginning?
O light of the truth, the summoning, bring this third book, for three times has become a summa. Open the treasury of mysteries. In respect of the third book, leave excuses alone. Your power flows from the power of God, not from the veins which throb because of heat. This lamp, the sun, which is bright, it is not by means of wick and cotton and oil. The vault of heaven, which is so enduring, is not supported by any tent rope or pillar. The power of Gabriel was not from the kitchen. It was from beholding the creator of existence. Likewise, know this power of the Abdal of God to be from God, not from dishes and from trays. Their bodies too have been molded of the light, so that they have been transcended. They have transcended the spirit and the angel. Inasmuch as you are endowed with the qualities of the Almighty, pass beyond the fire of the maladies like Halil. To you also the fire will become coolness and safety, O you to whose complexion the elements are slaves. The elements are the substance of every complexion, but this complexion of yours is superior to every grade. This complexion of yours is of the simple world. It has now gathered up the attributes of unity.
Now, this is where we stopped. So you hear it again. What was it all about? He is trying to explain that point of view. Remember? We are supposed to change our way of looking at this universe. And he suggested that you, the one I'm referring at is the one that all the elements here are your slave, you. You are qualified to see this unity around. I'm going to explain to you how everything is interconnected. So in a way it was an opening, let's say, sentence to hear the way Rumi sees the universe. This is how he's thinking. Yes.
Can I ask about the word complexion that's used? Is it, what's the correct for that?
Yeah. It's that's a verse which is this one. Look at it. The only one pink in this page. Okay. And it's very poetic. All words over there, they have different meanings. Let's start with the first word. That is mizaj. Yes. Mizaj is an Arabic word, which means the verb itself is to mix different things together. That is mixing up the things or making a complex stuff. But it refers to something else. It refers in the manner of a human being. For example, I ask you, how do you describe Guli? When you want to say that Guli is, let's say, she's not like this. She's a very aggressive fellow. Huh? then I would say she has an aggressive manner. It's not manner. The word is a little bit different. We say mezaj. Means temper.
Temperament.
So mezaj is temperament. Then when he says simple over there, that simple is tricky, because it's not simple and it's not uncompounded even. Mumbaset is expanded, is the end of expansion is embasalt. And at the same time, we use it for mezaj. When your mezaj is mumbaset, means you are enchanted, because your spirit is opened up, is great, is covering everything. That's embasalt. Mainly in Persian language, embasalt khater means being happy. So embasalt has the meaning of happy as well for Rumi. Because it's a very tricky word. In Arab language, is a very explanatory and let's say with vast meanings. And Iranians, they added some other meanings to it. I mean, they use it for other domain as well, especially for human character and psyche. So we say this temperament of you, or this a complex existence of you, or something like that, this the part of it which belongs to the vast universe. So he's referring to you being connected to the universe. He said, look at you. Let me explain it like this. You and this temperament and attitude you have, this is something which belongs to the expanded universe. Therefore, I believe now you are in a position to face the explanation of unity. Now I could explain the unity to you, now that you understand that you are connected to the universe. Something like that, poetically. It is you who realize that you are connected, everything is connected to this universe, which is expanded. Therefore, you are ready to hear the explanation of unity that I'm going to give you. Because if you are not in that state of mind, if you don't think universally, means you are munqabiz. And do you remember the meaning of qabz and bast? You should remember, Will. Qabz and bast are the moments and that the Sufi is very enchanted, you see, bast. And when you don't feel that good, you feel pressured, it would be qabz, because qabz means being like that. When an RF doesn't feel good, it's just, I'm not in bast anymore, I'm in qabz. I'm in the negative position of it. He will say, oh, pity, because the people normally, they have that being isolated, being, let's say, limited to themselves. They cannot understand what I want to explain. Means what I'm going to explain is something that if you're narrow-minded, you will never get it. You have to understand the expansion of yourself to the university and those connections to really get the point. If we put two verses like that together. Because he's going to give you the way he sees himself, right? He says, now is the moment. I told you, there is some other power. Now you're ready. This is the third one, which is the last one, in a way, in the teaching. this is what the tradition is. Let me explain to you that there is this transformation, and the transformed people are really changed. They are something else. And this is not the power of physical power or whatever. This is some other power. The power which is coming from Haq. You, who are, you know that, you are not only this mizaj, you have another one. You are not only the animal temperament of yourself, or whatever complexion, or I don't know what the word is, honestly.
You're, I don't either, so yeah, that's why.
That's,
it doesn't translate anymore. Yeah,
but for me, mizaj before anything else in Arabic means melted, amalgamous. Yeah, amalgamation. That's what mizaj is. So, but here he's not referring to that physical one. He's talking about your attitude, which is the amalgamation of whatever it is, whatever you know, whatever you have, or you're capable of, and things like that. So he said, whatever manner and complexity you have, this has some roots, some foundations, right? That part of amalgamation I want to talk about doesn't belong to these foundations. It's more than that. That cannot be understood narrow-mindedly if you believe that you are an animal. You have to look at the connection actually you have to the big expanded universe, then you're ready to hear it. Means, ladies and gentlemen, please do not listen to this explanation I'm going to give you as a narrow-minded fellow who believes only in physical existence. You need your other dimension to understand what I'm going to explain to you. That other dimension is this. Look around you. Whatever you see has some physical foundation. Okay, so humanity has some human animal foundation. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about that exceptional stuff in human being which is above the foundation. That one, pity. I'm sorry I go one verse down and come up. Pity, because the narrow-mindedness of the normal people cannot understand it because they don't have that special mouth for that. I want to give you a food, but you have to open the other mouth. What is that one? That one is that part of you which is above this physical existence of you, the animal part of you. This is what he wants to explain. Therefore, he will refer to Ziaul-Haq again, because it says that what I'm talking about, I'm talking with his language, right? So listen that way. The way he's listening to me, you should listen that way, then you will get it. Yes.
Oh, alas, the area of the people's understanding is exceedingly narrow. The people have no throat. O light of the truths, through the keenness of your perception, your sweetmeat bestows a throat on stone. Mount Sinai, in the Epiphany...
What is the feeling when you hear throat? You tell me. Me know English. What is throat?
Place where something comes in to your physical body.
Because halq in Arabic is, I believe, a little bit more than throat, isn't it? Yeah, but it's more than that. When you say, do you have... Here you will say, do you have the capacity to learn this? Do you have the receivers to receive what I'm going to transmit?